Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. Do your daily practice, whether you feel like it or not. Practice ignoring any voice of resistance, especially I don't want to and I don't feel like it. So here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. This is Mira.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I tried to call in a few weeks ago, but I didn't realize my microphone wasn't enabled. So I'm so glad.
So you were talking
here.
Along, and nothing was happening.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I couldn't figure out when I realized it wasn't working. I didn't have enough time to figure out the problem. So I'm so glad this is working.
So what are you seeing?
Well, I haven't been participating in the Making a Change for Good workshop this month, except for the very start. And I've seen something really, what I think is really significant, and that is that the way conditioning works in me is to maintain a ramped up system. And so just about everything I do is in support of that, including how I do practice. And so
nervous system on high alert all the time?
Yep, exactly. And I think there was something, because listening to the recordings was part of that, for the radio show, for this show, was part of that, but I did hear you talk about calming the system, and that's part of what we're doing, and so there are little bits that were creeping in, even though I wasn't doing every assignment every day. And then also the discussion, I think it was on Tuesday, the discussions on Tuesday were really helpful to see, if I'm always doing practice and trying to do it well and trying to be the good practitioner and needing all that stress to be there in order to participate, then I'm just doing the same thing over and over and over again, and it's making me miserable. So that's where I am right now. It feels like a new place to come from.
Yeah.
But then the question is, what's the alternative?
Or what do I do? Then what do I do?
Exactly.
Well, I was just talking with Ashwini, as a matter of fact, about an issue in our work that we do, and I was saying something that I think I've said recently on the show and probably say all the time but don't know it, and that is, if you want to know what's going on, you have to stop. So if I want to know what goes on with me through drinking coffee, I'm not going to be able to watch myself drink coffee and get any clarity. But if I stop drinking coffee, I'm going to see a lot. Okay? Because, so you're right there. So with your situation, the nervous system on high alert, you're never going, the alternative is don't do that. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Which, you know, to the entire system is just screaming, that's death. That's death. I can't do that. That's not possible. What'll happen to me? And all of those are ego voices.
Yeah.
Terrified, because what you've seen is the process that they do to you is the same process they do with all content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is a critical awareness that is really difficult to catch on to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because as you say, it gets you to approach everything the same way. Focus on the content. That's the problem. The content is the problem. And then how you approach that problem, you fail to notice, is exactly the same way, which, by the way, is what's creating the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really diabolical, the way it works, which you have now seen.
Yeah.
So now your job is to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Just learn how, right? Learn how not to let your system be jerked around by an urgent, anxious, pressured, stressful conversation in your head.
I was starting to laugh because in the last email class, you mentioned the Bob Newhart video, the stop it.
Just stop it.
Here it is again.
Mm-hmm. Here it is again. And for anybody who hasn't seen it, anybody listening who hasn't seen it, go on YouTube, Bob Newhart. It's N-E-W-H-A-R-T for those who are under the age of 80. And, stop it is the little skit that they do. And it covers practice perfectly. I mean, they lay it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll be a really exciting adventure because what you will be able to do is really to take care of yourself. That's what you're doing. You're learning to prioritize Mira over egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is all about.
Yeah. Yeah, I was saying this morning how it doesn't want me to be grounded and how it does that.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the examples of the things that it does. And then I also started looking at, okay, well, what helps? What helps me to not be
crazy?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a good word? Don't be good? You can tell I know the experience, right?
Yes.
I know exactly what it's called. I've lived there a long time. Yeah, go ahead.
But then part of the stopping it is that that's where it builds up the momentum, too.
Yes. You mean where the energy builds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So now you're in the, I can't remember, where, but recently we were talking about energy management.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. You know, this is where you take up the old power walking, as it used to be called, right? And whatever it is that can begin to use some of that physical energy that the voices are able to turn into stressful craziness. Because
okay.
It's just energy. So stopping the conversation in your head of, oh, my God, and exercising, that's how you help the body to calm down.
Okay. So though it doesn't feel like physical energy, the means to
that's right.
help it move.
There's only energy. Okay. So if it gets stuck in the first chakra, people think it's sexual. If it's stuck in the second, they think it's emotional. If it's stuck in the head, they think it's mental. Okay, but it's just energy, and our issues, our karma, the conditioning is around where it gets stuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Thanks. I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
Yeah. Happy to be here. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that was such a fun conversation, Sherry, and in so many ways, the thing that strikes me is that first insight of how the process of suffering runs everything in the in the dimension of doing. And the relationship to energy, to me, is something we were looking at in group last night, where we believe that thought does not have energy, but it has so much energy. It takes so much energy. And when we're in that realm of thinking, the energy we're using up is a lot. It's kind of why we think that we're doing something while thinking about doing it.
Right? Yes. Yeah.
Right? And the exhaustion that we experience, or not exhaustion, but the using up of energy when we're focused on something that is mental, not physical. And so that the importance of recognizing how much energy goes to the conditioned conversation, and the way to interrupt the doing of the conversation is to have the energy in some other form.
Yes. Dance. That's the one we always go to.
Power
because
walking.
You can do that in your office, right? You can do that wherever you are. You can stop and just jump around. Just jump around until you get tired.
That's right. And what I was seeing in that conversation is, so you realize you have this powerful insight, and the first question that comes up from conditioned mind is, what do I do? Well, what we do is the non-doing of thinking.
Uh-huh. You mean that's what we're doing in that question?
Right. Well, no, the answer to the question, in order to be, you're not, the way to be here, to be present, to have the energy here, is not to let the energy go into a conditioned conversation.
Yes.
That's what
we stop
doing. And that's what we do. Right? But the doing that is being suggested is fixing a problem, not attending to a conversation.
Yes, yes, yes. So it's cutting off that conversation and really very quickly how we're experiencing things is dramatically different.
Yes, exactly.
Which is why ego fights so hard to keep that conversation going. That's why it knows that its existence depends upon keeping attention in the head. Hey, before we go on to our next person, Mira reminded me that for those of you out there who are listening in but are not in the queue, it might be a good time to start looking at queue practice, because you know, the stalwarts who show up and put themselves in the queue all the time, it's wonderful. And it's wonderful to hear from them. And they're really doing all the heavy lifting for all of us. So if you want to, grab a corner of the load and contribute, putting yourself in the queue would be a great way to do that.
Thank you, Sherry. Mm. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourselves?
Hey, this is Eleanor. Hi.
Hey, Eleanor.
I'm happy to be here. Can you hear me? I am pulling over. I'm actually have been driving, but here we go. Yay.
Yay. Yes, we can hear
you. Yay. Great. So amongst my many insights, I had this huge one a couple of days ago. I think it's one of those places that we call where ego does the reverse projection. And what came in, I was looking at how I have to do certain things to be play and enjoy life and be the right person overall. And what came in was, the story was that I'm not enjoying life. And that's not true. So all the stories that I'm listening to from conditioning about the problems are that I'm not enjoying life enough, I don't appreciate it enough, on and on. And actually, I just turned around and said, I enjoy life. I'm loving this life. I mean, what the heck? So I thought that was just kind of huge.
I enjoy you, conditioned voice in my head. And clearly you don't enjoy life, but I do.
Exactly. I don't know. It's just so big. It's like, who says I'm not enjoying life? It's like, wow. And then, the gratitude just kind of flows in. It's like, oh, wow, I'm here. And and the other big piece was how grateful I am. I mean, with practice, I am a human being who has knows what presence is. And presence is enjoy in life. And
yes.
I just thought, wow, how lucky. I mean, how incredible is that?
Yes. So, and you know, Eleanor, the other fun piece of what you're saying, I mean, fun now that you've seen it. So ego is in there with these, for most people, largely subliminal brainwashing messages of, you know, you really don't enjoy life enough. You don't appreciate things enough. You're not, and then after it convinces a person of that, you know, you have so much. Your life is so wonderful. Your life is so perfect. And you're not grateful. You're really not grateful for all.
Exactly.
Right? And so it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
So one other point I want to make, because I say all the time, it is so difficult for people to see the difference between awareness, which is what we are, and that condition in the head, because it is so subterranean and so assumed that what goes on, in quotes, inside me is me. It must be me. It's going on inside me, right? And so what you've had a chance to see so clearly is the difference between the awareness that is actually living this life and that subliminal brainwashing system that masquerades as the human being.
Exactly. It really is an alternate reality. It's just really,
yes.
It's not a reality. It's
an alternate faux reality. It's a It's a virtual reality. Does that when they put the glasses on you and you think you're in some situation and you're not? You know, it's kind of a Star Trek
you're
thing
not
where
there.
You go into
mm-hmm.
yeah, and you're in this imaginary reality. And the point is, it's imaginary. So if somebody wants to do that so that they can be on a beach in Tahiti or something, that would be one experience. But what's happening in that alternate faux reality is being transported to hell. And that's where people live most of the time, thinking it's them living their lives, and it isn't.
Yes. And then all that's necessary is just to come back to where I am, where you are, and there we are, you know.
That's
I'm here.
Right.
I'm here again.
I'm
and
here.
Yeah.
Hello, life.
And
hello, life.
Yeah, exactly.
Here.
That's it. And leading up to this were a couple of days where gratitude showed up during when I was doing the exercise. It was like, wow, you know, there's a lot here that I'm truly from grateful for. And anyway, it was just all comes together.
It all comes together. It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? Thank you, my
yes,
dear.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Thank you. Thank you,
right.
Everybody. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Go happy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Go happy. Bye.
Thanks, Eleanor. Oh, that's such a powerful awareness. Presence is what is. I mean, presence is play. Presence is being here. Presence is enjoying life.
Yes. It's gratitude. Yeah. It's yeah. open. It's loving. It's compassionate. It's kind. There are no problems.
Yeah. Right. And I and,
there
and,
are no
and
problems.
Really, I know how to do that because
yes.
I am that because that is
yes.
me rather. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
You just
here's
have to
next
kind of sink into it, right? You just kind of
exactly.
That's why with Mira, you know, relax the body because a relaxed body is a present body. Right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Carol from Port Townsend. I took your encouragement, Sherry, to get in the queue.
Very
and,
good, very good.
Yeah, so so it seems for me there's so many important things that in this program today, so I'm going to record it and listen to it again. And so I haven't been in the queue very much, and I've been away from internet and cell phones, so ego kind of let that be be an excuse to drift away from practice a little bit, because actually I could listen to my recordings, you know, that I downloaded. So with this topic of play, is that what it is?
Yes.
It's play. Okay, so the topic is play. And when I first saw that, it was like, well, I've got that together, because I play so much, which is true in my life. But the other thing that kind of hit me was, oh, dang, another topic to look at and see what I did wrong with, see where I messed up with. And so that makes practice not very fun.
And then, Carol, let me ask you this before we find out about this morning. When you're away and you're not using technology, I guess you're off playing, doing something fun. Are you aware of that same system going, or is it underground enough that you're not aware of messages like the one that was revealed today? Oh, another thing to find out what you're doing wrong about. I mean, that's a stark message.
Yeah. I think I still have some awareness of what's going on with me. I mean, with conditioned mind, you know, and with me, no matter what I'm doing.
Okay.
And I also see that there is a little bit of sense of relief or ego's relief, you know, from not doing the radio practice every day, you know, with the assignments every day.
Oh, God, yeah. But I just want to underline that, okay? We get a hit of relief because ego then knows it's safe. It can go right back to doing what it does, because the human being has really chosen unconsciousness, familiarity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, safety. That's a safe place for ego. Yeah.
Right. Okay, and so I've been looking at that. So this morning I was meditating, and I was thinking about, I've been writing the love letters to myself for, 7 months. And so then I guess it was ego saying, oh, maybe you're doing that wrong. Maybe you better go back and review all that. So then it dropped in. I can't do anything wrong. You know, there's no way I could do anything wrong. And there's no way I have to look back and evaluate how I haven't been doing the assignment, how, you know, I haven't been caught up, or I'm doing that wrong. So that's a really something that I get hooked by, you know, almost on a lot. Examining,
a lot.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes, which is another way of saying it pulls you into conditioned mind to do reviews and find out what's wrong and mm-hmm. how you're not enough and all of those kinds mm-hmm. of things, which means, a la our topic for today, which means you're not present. You're not alive, right? Yeah. You're not actually having fun. You're not actually playing, enjoying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I was so interested in what was said earlier, because the thing about exercise, you know, and using up that energy, that's just profound. And I've realized that I have a need for that, or I could utilize that, you know, like many times during the day, particularly in the morning when I start getting caught up in, you know,
get caught up in, you didn't finish that sentence. And of course, I'm very interested in what people get caught up in. What are you getting caught up in the morning?
Caught up in ego saying, you know, there's the urgency thing, and then there's, oh, maybe you better look at, you know, how you're writing those love letters, you know, maybe.
Uh-huh.
So evaluating, reviewing, or, you know, a lot of planning and.
Okay, good. Well, mm-hmm. all of that is very good to see, isn't it? Because mm-hmm. we're not taken away from practice because our lives will be more enjoyable. That's mm-hmm. often the story. But we know that our lives are not more enjoyable when we are not present. When we are off with ego, our lives are not more enjoyable. So that's a really important one to catch on to. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for the cue practice. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the encouragement. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Got a show.
Thanks, Daryl.
Thank you.
I'm sure we have time for one more caller. So here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, Sherry Ashwini. This is Deepa from Novato with Q Practice.
Hello, Deepa. Very good. What are you seeing?
I'm seeing how my heart is just bouncing off of my body because this is something that I've been resisting. Just you framing the encouragement in terms of me showing up at Q Practice is what is my way of showing up for the Sangha is what made me press the button. And so I'm deeply grateful for both your encouragement and for the heavy lifters from whom I've learned so much.
Yes, and that's so important for us to catch on to, isn't it? Because ego, for most people, will present it as, well, but you don't have that much to offer. You know, I mean, what are you going to say? Mm. You know, there are all these really wise people and they're talking about these really big, deep things. And, you know, you just listen. You just listen and learn. And if everybody did that, you know, if, as I am fond of pointing out, it'd be Ashwini and me talking to each other, which we don't need to be on the phone to do. We could just get together and talk. Mm. So it's the whole Sangha. It's everybody. And it's people who are just starting with practice. It's people who have been doing practice for years. It's people who, as Carol said, you know, she plays all the time. And then there are people who say, play is not even, that's not even a word I ever use. So it's drawing upon the whole range of practice experience that is so helpful to all of us.
Absolutely. I completely see that now and so deeply, again, grateful for all the Sangha that call in and share what they share. So what I would like to share today is just seeing the trajectory of, I'm in the honeymoon phase of my practice, May It Last Forever. I just began last December, as you know, with the New Year's retreat, the year-end retreat. And at the end of that retreat, you asked us to say in one line sort of a summary of all the work that we'd done in the previous 4 or 5 days. And my statement was, I am tired. And then you and Ashwini offered this new the year-long retreat and said that we are not going to just leave you hanging with that. We are going to work, all of us together, the rest of the year on changing that story, or at least in looking at that story of your life. And so when it came to play, what comes up repeatedly for me is, I don't have the energy to play. I come from this place of scarcity, which is, I don't have that much energy, I'm tired, so I have to show this up for the important things. There's no energy left to play.
And are you seeing through that?
I am, thanks to this practice, I am seeing through that. And especially from your conversation on Tuesday's open air, where you talked about the metaphor of the stream as a way to think about how energy flows. And from the opposite, which is where energy is blocked, now I can really question, because the assignments are so beautiful month after month, to question every belief and assumption. So if I believe I don't have the energy to play, now what is that? Why do I have it?
Yes. And the marvelous thing that becomes apparent for us as we practice with it is the energy that I'm too tired because ego has all the energy shut down, right? It's using it all for itself, and there's nothing left over for me. So when I start playing, when I start getting out and interacting with life instead of a voice in my head, then I realize, whoa, I actually have more energy. I go out and I do something that's fun, and I realize I have more energy than when I started. And that's a key awareness.
Mm.
So the more fun you have, the more energy you have.
This is beginning to dawn on me. All this new way of framing things, which is I can take care of this human. And that's just a radical idea for me from when I was not waking up. Human being, you can take care of her. Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yes, exactly. You can get to know her. Mm-hmm. I bet she's a great person. You could have fun with her. Yeah. In fact, the thing that each one of us discovers is, and I'll just talk about in your case, but she is the companion of your dreams, mm-hmm. right? She loves the same things you love. She's interested in what you're interested in. She's intelligent. She can have really interesting conversations with you. She can. And they're very different conversations from the one that ego has.
I see this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very brave. Cue practice.
Thank you very much.
All right. Go happy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Deepa. That was so fun, Sherry, because there's a way in which that pounding heartbeat is so much the sense of play, right?
Yes.
We can do it. We could just show up and have fun
Whee!
With whatever it is that we're doing. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Whee, here
so
we go.
We go, yes. Uh-huh. And so here's our assignment for today. It's Friday, so we'll be back on the show on Monday. The assignment is do your daily practice, being on the lookout for any subtle messages of self-hate. Use any negative messages as a reminder to redirect attention to what is true about you, regardless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with that, just quickly, because this is sort of a theme with, I think, if I'm remembering this correctly, with what we're looking for is in the message, right? And so mm-hmm. being on the lookout for any negative messages, very often it's as simple as just flipping it,
mm-hmm.
right? Just turn it around, and we get what it is that we need to see and hear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
everybody. Go happy.
Take care, everyone, and go happy.